Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, Adoption Associates have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping all families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw Midland area, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so we thank you for listening in today, and we hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And we are into week two of our series, Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and we're super excited to be able to bring this to our listeners to gain a little bit more insight about who each of our staff is on a more personal basis. And today we are talking with Chris Dickens. Chris, I believe you're on the line.
I am. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And I do ask our listeners to be a little patient. The connection maybe is not quite what it usually is. Chris is busy with her work today and has blessed us with being on the road while also agreeing to do the podcast. So we really appreciate that from her. And so, Chris, I want to just go ahead and jump right in and get started with you today by having you tell us about your role and work with Adoption Associates.
Well, thank you for having me, Jen, first of all, and it's great to be able just to, you know, bring a little bit more of a personal side to the faces that our families and people we work with see on a daily basis. So this is great. I'm happy to be a part of it. So my role within the agency is has historically been adoption caseworker, primarily our international programs. That has transitioned into becoming a program currently China and Ethiopia. And recently, I've also become much more involved in the domestic side of things. And that includes birth mom casework, adoptive casework, and networking. And interestingly, I love each and every part of it. It's really a every day is something a little bit different, and my heart is really in each component of my daily job. So,
and Chris, how long have you been with Adoption Associates?
I have been with the agency almost 12 years.
Awesome. So on a bit of a more personal level, would you mind sharing a little bit just about yourself?
Well, sure. So, I am a mom of two. I am married. I've been married to my husband for 23 years, I believe. And we have two daughters. I lose track. Our
Hopefully
oldest
he's
daughter
listening,
is 19.
Right?
He's better at it than I am. He's better at keeping track than I am. Our oldest daughter is 19. And she is a freshman or a sophomore now, going to be in college. And our youngest daughter is 14. And she will be a freshman in high school. And
wow.
We live in Michigan, and we are busy. We are enjoying the summer all being together with our oldest back from college. And we're just, your typical family.
Awesome. And it's no secret, Chris, to anyone that knows you, that you do have a personal connection to adoption. And if it's okay, I want to read a statement that's from your bio with Adoption Associates and then have you maybe talk about this a bit. The statement says, AAI, Adoption Associates, helped us complete our family, and I can think of no greater way to pay it forward than to assist other families through their own adoption journey. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, happily, actually. So our oldest daughter was born to us, and about 4 years later, we wanted to grow our family and chose to grow our family through international adoption. And it's a pretty sweet story, in our opinion, but as we were making this decision, we my husband and I had had many long conversations, as many adoptive parents do. And the day that we decided to go forward and adopt, and we actually called the agency and said we were moving forward, was her birthday, unbeknownst to us. Oh. And when we received Samantha's referral, she was referred to us when she was just a little over 7 months. She was born in Russia. And when we received her referral, we noticed her birth date, and in going back through paperwork, connected that the day we decided to move forward was the day she was born. And, you know, I think we all have these moments in our life through various things that reaffirm and choices and decisions and, you know, really give you a sense of calm and peace about, you know, about where you're going in your life, or, you know, and decisions that you're making. And for us, that was something really, really significant. And it's a beautiful thing to share with her, even today, even to this day, we still talk about it. And it's just a really tender connector for us as a family. But anyway, she, like I said, was born in Russia, and we brought her home in July of 2004 when she was just almost 11 months old. And I can say with every fiber in me that this is the exact way I know our family was supposed to be. She is, along with our other daughter, obviously our greatest gift. And it's just, she's been a blessing. She's taught us so much about unconditional love and resilience and strength and acceptance. And, you know, the older she gets, the more we talk about her story and, you know, really talk about her feelings about all of that. And it's just, I can't tell you how that choice we made all those years ago, and the gift that she has, you know, is to our family, has just broadened our world and deepened our faith.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Chris. That's awesome and so touching. I'm going to switch back a little bit here to your work side of things, and I wanted to know what your favorite thing is about your role in the adoption process.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the kids, hands down, I have to say, you know, no matter age, no matter gender, no matter where they were born, the kids are my favorite part. Whether it's traveling to another country and meeting the children that we're hoping to find homes for, whether it's holding the newborn, you know, at the hospital, you know, after delivery, whether it's seeing them, the children, at post-placement, it is just, that's my favorite part. That is absolutely my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a highly rewarding job for sure, as you can attest, you know, but, the joy these kids bring and the light in their eyes, and is just, that does it for me every time.
So what is something that you think people would be surprised to know about the actual work that you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. 'Cause no, I don't think anything surprises us anymore being in this
right
job, but you know, I think when people hear, when they ask me what I do and I explain to them, you know, that I work in adoption as a social worker, as a caseworker, you know, the automatic response is, oh, that's so wonderful and what an amazing job. And that is, of course, the truth. You know, that is, of course, hands down, the absolute first thought I have too. But I think what some people don't realize is, you know, the hard stuff that attaches to that. And I think as an agency, you know, one of the things we do well is not romanticizing adoption. You know, we don't encourage nor wear anyone to put on those rose colored glasses. You know, this is hard stuff sometimes, and there's a lot of beauty through it all, but there's a lot of brokenness. And I think that's what, you know, may be surprising to some people. You know, who look at it simply for the gift at the end of the journey. So,
Absolutely, it's an excellent point. And you mentioned earlier, Chris, that you've been with the agency now just shy of 12 years. So, tell me what you love most about Adoption Associates, and any hopes for the future regarding your work in adoption.
Oh, what I love most about Adoption Associates, I think, is the it's a family, you know, and it's the empathy and the compassion and the dedication that I have never met a group of women, it's now all women, but that I have seen put so much heart and soul into the work they do on a daily basis. And this is not, for everyone involved, it's really not just a job. It truly is, you know, a passion. It's a belief. It's a will to, you know, want to find homes for children and all the capacities within which we work. And I think as far as moving forward and my hope for, you know, continuing in this work is just to be able to do this more. You know, the need is great. As long as we can continue to do this work and find homes for children and help, you know, empower birth moms to make a plan that's right for them, bring kids home from other countries, regardless, that is my hope to continue to do that on a greater level. I don't think we can ever stop striving to place more children. So
thank you so much, Chris. And for those of you that are listening, check back later today on Adoption Associates Facebook page, where we will have a recap and a photo of Chris to share. And Chris has been such a valuable part of the Adoption Associates team, as she said, now for almost 12 years. And we do work so closely together, and it means a lot to me, Chris, that you've taken time to be with us today on the podcast.
Jen, you mean a lot to me, and this is, we're a family. So thank you for having me.
For those of you that are listening that are interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also reach us through Facebook or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We do hope that you continue to be in support of Adoption Focus Podcast and tune in next week as we continue our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And we are live on Tuesdays at 11. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.